Good morning, dear Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Monday, 9th of November, and here in Auroville it's raining and still pretty windy on 23 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today says periods of rain and thunderstorm, watch for flooding, and cloudy and breezy with heavy showers over the night. Precipitation of 65% and going up, and temperatures ranging from low of 24 to high of 26 with heat index of 31 degrees Celsius. Winds from west at 20 km per hour with occasional gusts on 35 km per hour will change their direction and strength later on to southerly winds on 28 km per hour with occasional gusts on 41 km per hour, and gusts that will be happening earlier than later. While tropical cyclone Meg is moving away from India, another tropical concern threatens to cause flooding in southeastern India and Sri Lanka early this week. The Aku Weather Tropical Cyclone Center is keeping a close eye on a developing area of low pressure in the southern Bay of Bengal. The low is expected to track westward into southeastern India and Sri Lanka early this week. The combination of warm waters and lack of strong wind shear could allow the low to develop into tropical depression or weak cyclone, the equivalent of minimal tropical storm in the Atlantic or Pacific Oceans. Localized damaging winds would then become a concern in the vicinity of where the low eventually moves inland. Even if development does not occur and winds are not an issue, residents of southeastern India and Sri Lanka should prepare for flash flooding. Downpours will be widespread across southern India and northern Sri Lanka through the beginning of the week. Flooding will threaten areas from Chennai to near Bangalore and Colombo. Places from just north of Chennai to northern Sri Lanka are in store for a good soaking and the risk of flooding early this week, stated AccuWeather meteorologist Rob Richards. Rainfall with this zone, which is home to Chidambaram, India and Jaffna, Colombo, will average 125 to 250 mm. Total will even reach or exceed 300 mm. That is especially true when the low comes onshore, added Richards. So, rain and be prepared. Moon is waning crescent, illuminated on 5%, and on Wednesday it will be new. So, due to the weather situation, this morning Andrea made few phone interviews with Ponosami from Auroville Electrical Service, with Manikam from Auroville Road Service, and with Selma of Auroville Water Service.
Hello.
Good morning, Ponosami. This is Andrea from the Auroville Radio.
Tell me, yes.
We would like to have some information. I'm recording this phone call for making the news, and we would like to have some information regarding the power situation in Auroville today.
Yeah, power situation will be very difficult today because due to the cyclone, windy situation, the substation has switched off the supply themselves because they didn't want to take risk, and now we are inquiring them. And whenever the wind is going to be a bit better, we will call them back and ask them to restore the supply. But still, we will have quite a lot of work to be done along the HP line because since last night, you know, it's been quite windy and rain.
Yeah.
So I'm sure there are a lot of trees on the overhead line.
Yeah, that work right, will be done by your team or TNB?
Yeah, we will try ourselves to do it. We have our team now, one by one they have all come, not all of them, but most of them have come.
Yeah,
so we will try to we will wait until they restore the supply from TNB side, then from our team will go along the line and check whether it is possible for them to do it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we'll have to hire people and ask people to come and help us.
Okay, so actually, it's the TNB that he has cut the power from the substation. So that
yes,
is for,
yeah, for the safety. Yeah, for the safety.
For safety reason.
No?
For safety reason.
Yeah.
So making
correct.
Some projection, how long it may take to restore the power in Auroville?
We cannot tell you just like that because we have to wait until the wind is totally stopped.
Mm.
Because otherwise, if the wind is passing, if the wind is blowing like this, it's very risky.
Yes.
And if the tree falls on the line, it will snatch the line, it will create more damages.
Yes.
Than what it is now.
So we need to see the end of this storm and then we can restore the power.
But we will be contacting them every now and then, every half an hour or 1 hour like that, to find out what is the situation and all. And we'll have to see how best we can do it.
Okay, thank you very much, Puno Swami, okay. From the Euroville Electrical Service. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Hello.
Good morning, Manikam. This is Andrea from the Euroville Radio.
Yes, Andrea.
I'm calling regarding the road situation this morning in relation with the bad weather. We see that there are trees that have been fell down by the wind, and it's the road service working into preparing the road again.
Today, all my people, they did have not come, and only very few came to a tree. Then they said they all wanted to go, and they have problems, so they all went.
Okay.
Left the work, and I have been around, and I have seen only one. It's all manageable. It's not so bad, and it's gone. I have seen only one tree has fallen in Crown Road in near Swadam. One work tree has fallen and it's blocked the road. I'm just taking. I went without kati, so I did not take any knife. So I'm just going to take a kati and remove that tree. Otherwise, up to Dana, I have viewed and Badanivas and also the Piju. All roads are fine. It's okay. The people are all manageable, nothing has been blocked.
Okay, there is no major problem for the from the roadside.
No, I don't see though. I have only one scene that it is one tree, which is a work tree, Acacia aculifama. It's fallen on in Crown Road, in next to Swadam, Louis on that house, in between CSR Road to Youth Center in the middle.
Okay. Thank you very much, Manikam, from the Euroville Road Service. Good morning, this is Andrea from the Euroville Radio, and we are recording this phone call. We are talking with the water service?
Yes.
Good morning. We have some information regarding the scarcity of water in the Sukhavati and Maduka area. What is happening?
Now it's running, no? Generator is running now, water, because yesterday the power cut, fully power cut.
Okay.
So we are... Sunday is holiday, so there is no more staff. So now 2 hours only yesterday running. Morning after that, the tank will be emptied.
Okay, the tank was empty, and now the generator.
Now generator is running. Morning 7 o'clock, I put the generator. It is running.
Okay, so it's
you will get water now.
So it will be water again in the
old. 10 to 15 minutes, you will be everybody getting water.
Okay, and what is your good name?
Selvam, my name is Selvam.
Selvam, okay, thank you very much, Selvam, from the Euroville Water Service.
Otherwise, we're supposed to celebrate Diwali together in community from 6:30 p.m. onward with fireworks, and from 7:30 p.m. onward with a music concert by Anataj Band at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium. Otherwise, Solar Kitchen La Terrace will be closed tomorrow on 10th for Diwali. Bakery and Auroville Bakery Cafe will be also closed, and we need to pick up our Tuesday order today. Badupasana will be celebrating Deepavali in Upasana on Wednesday 11th from 6 p.m. onward. All the teams and units are wishing us happy Diwali. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. there was green new birth, a meeting of the mother with Surendranath Jhawar on 11th of May 1967. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, there would be following film noir series. And today, if there would be a power, of course, at 8 p.m. we will see adventure comedy To Have and Have Not, directed by Howard Hawks. Tomorrow there will screen The Lady from Shanghai, which is drama crime. And on Wednesday we will see crime thriller Drunken Angel, made in Japan in 1948 by director Akira Kurosawa. And the mother wrote, "Lord, God of beauty and harmony, grant that we might become instruments worthy of manifesting thy supreme beauty in the world. This is our prayer and our aspiration." Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on orvilleradio.org.